There's a shiloh that presents itself to 50% of all bar mitzvah boys. We learn the parasha Chodesh is Elachem. We learn the halachas of Rosh Chodesh. And one of the halachas of Rosh Chodesh is that there's a mitzvah midirbanan of saying Kiddush Levana, to say a bracha when you see the new moon after 3 days have passed. So the shiloh that comes up to around 50% of the bar mitzvah boys, those who are born in the first half of the month, after the third day of the month, between day 3 and day 15 of every Chodesh, the question becomes, should the bar mitzvah boy say the bracha at the first chance he gets, before he's bar mitzvah? Or if he's becoming bar mitzvah on, let's say, the 8th or 9th of the month, should he wait later until he becomes a bar mitzvah, a bar chiyuva midiraisa, in order to say the bracha as a bar mitzvah boy? So there's a big machlokas in the Achronim. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that he has no need to wait because the mitzvah of Kiddush Levana is only midirbanan. So it's midirbanan now before he's bar mitzvah, al tzchinuch. And in a few days it's going to be midirbanan as well. Even though he's bar mitzvah, the mitzvah is only a mitzvah midirbanan. So he's not really gaining much by waiting any days. So he should say it the first opportunity that he has. Rav Adi Yosef argues, and he says, no, we have a concept in the halacha that a person who has two dirabanans cannot fulfill a person's one dirabanan. So the example brought down is, there's a mitzvah midiraisa of Kiddush. Every single Shabbos we need to say Kiddush. But we fulfill the Kiddush by saying the words of Ayahulu in davening Friday night. So let's say you come home, the father and son come home. They both have fulfilled the mitzvah midiraisa of Kiddush and Shul. So now they both have a chiyuv midirabanan to repeat Kiddush al hakos. So in this case, can the katan be motzi his father? They both have a chiyuv midirabanan. The halacha is that since the child has a double dirabanan, he's chayiv only al tzchinuch, that's dirabanan level 1, and the mitzvah itself at hand of kiddush al hakos is also midirabanan, while the father's chiyuv is only one dirabanan, but not two. So a person with a double dirabanan cannot be motzi a person with one midirabanan. Another example, the Gemara says, can a katan be motzi gadol in kriyas megillah? And the Gemara says, well, since kriyas megillah is only midirabanan, plus the katan is only chay midirabanan because he's chinuch, so those trei midirabanan cannot be motzi a gadol who's chayv on one dirabanan, namely that the kriyas megillah is only a mitzvah midirabanan. So says Rav Avadi Yosef, the same idea applies here as well. Since we have two dirabanans right now, well, the child is a katan, he has two dirabanans. He's a katan and it's kiddush levana, so better for him to wait until he becomes bar mitzvah, whereby there will only be one midirabanan, the mitzvah of kiddush levana. So he argues on Shlomo Zalman Orbach. So it seems that this discussion is a broader discussion in general, whether or not a person should do a mitzvah the first chance he gets, or he should wait until he has the opportunity to perform the mitzvah with greater hiddur. So Shmuel Sadeshin writes in Simur Lamed Hey that he was once asked, he wasn't asked, but really he asked his own questions. He wrote a tshuva that, is it better for a person to wait until Matzah Shabbos when he's dressed nicely and he looks respectable and he's able to mekadesh, he could do mekabel pnei rabba with the shechina and the kiddush levana, or should he wait to the first chance he has, the third day? The third day is, let's say, a Tuesday of the month, he should say that first chance he has. And so he's mechalik between the summer months and the winter months. In the summer months, it's better to wait because it doesn't get too cloudy, so chances are you're going to have another chance later on when it's Matzah Shabbos. In the winter where it snows and it rains, it's very cloudy, less likely you're going to have the chance later on. You shouldn't waste any time, say Kiddush Levana right away. But if you can ignore the clouds and the seasons and the weather, it's like the summer, so it's better for you to wait for the Hiddur Mitzvah. So you see, Hiddur Mitzvah overrides Zerizim Makdim LeMitzvah. So here as well, when it comes to the Bar Mitzvah boy, similarly, a person should wait until he has a chance when he's Bar Mitzvah, then say it in the current state. Similar discussions come up. There's a machlokas between the Radbaz and the Chacham Tzvi. The person's in jail, and the warden lets him out one day. One day. Which day should he choose? Radbaz says, choose the first day, you have the first chance you have, because Zerizim Makdim LeMitzvahs. And the Chacham Tzvi says, wait until Yom Kippur, wait until a special day, because Hiddur Mitzvah is more important than Zerizim Makdim LeMitzvahs. Another discussion that comes up as well If let's say a person's only able to fast once in a week, and it's the week of Tzom Gedalia Yom Kippur, should he fast Tzom Gedalia? The doctors only let him fast once, so should he do the first mitzvah, Zrizim Akdim LeMitzvos, or should he wait until Yom Kippur? This too is a discussion in the Achronim. And one other discussion, again, this comes up in many areas, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav talks about a person who's traveling, so if he could get to a place where he could place to stop and stand before the Sof Zman Tefillah, he should wait until he could daven standing up. But if he's not able to wait, then he should sit down while he's traveling and daven Shemoneh Esrei that way. It sounds like, even though he could daven right now, sitting down, it's better for him to wait later on for the ability to stand up. So according to him, Mehidr Mitzvah is more important than Druzim. So we see there's a big machlokas what to do. So I would imagine that the Ashkenazim would pass like Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that a person should say, the bar mitzvah boy, who's not yet bar mitzvah, should say Kiddush Levana the first chance he has, and the Sfaradim should wait until they become bar mitzvah. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.